Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. Welcome back to Do This, Not That. Yes, here we are. We're going to have some fun today, talk about all sorts of stuff. You know, something was on my mind this week because it was my wife's birthday. So I was online buying some stuff. And simultaneously, I was signing up for some different newsletters. And something dawned on me. Something dawned on me that I think marketers really are not paying attention to. And that is, what is the most valuable real estate on our websites, whether you're a consumer marketer or a business marketer? When I say real estate, I mean, what are the areas of your site that are really the most important? And you might think, oh, it's the homepage. That's where everybody goes. Or it's the contact us page because maybe they'll want to work with us and all of that. But no, that's really not it. That's not the most valuable real estate on your website. The most valuable real estate on your website is the after they do the thing page. What do I mean by that? After somebody subscribes to a newsletter on your site, where do you take them? After somebody buys something on your site, where do you take them? After somebody registers for a webinar, what do you do with that traffic? What are you doing with people after they do the thing you ask them to do, after they buy, subscribe, or register? The real estate on your website for after they do the thing is the most valuable real estate you have. And I'll tell you why. I'll give you some examples of some stats. And this is all stats from like the last 6 months, and it could change the game. Let's talk about newsletters, for example. Somebody goes to your site and they register for your newsletter. Very likely, your organization might have other newsletters that you want them to subscribe to. And if you don't, you should. You shouldn't just have one newsletter that somebody could sign up for. You should have multiple on different topics. So when someone goes and they register for a newsletter on your site, and then you take them to a page that says, hey, thank you so much for registering for that newsletter. If you have an additional newsletter registration opt-in right there on that page, we see over a 50% opt-in rate for that additional newsletter. Why? Because that person's like, oh yeah, I'm really into this content about, you know, fashion trends, or this content about what's going on in cloud computing or AI, or who cares what your newsletter is about. And then you put in front of them, you want to sign up for that newsletter? Cool. You should also be checking out this newsletter, which is our weekly newsletter, blah, 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 blah. And that gets over 50% additional opt-in rate because the person's already there. They already did it. They already put in their information. It's one additional box check. So to not take advantage of that to grow your other newsletters is a giant fail. I'll give you other examples. Like on the business side, when someone downloads a piece of content on your site, they download a tip sheet, a guide, a white paper, I don't care. What do? After they download, do you just say, take them to a page that says, thank you? Or do you have something else that's awesome there? Do you have an offer? Offers on the post content download page, the page that says, thank you for downloading the content. If you put an offer there, the average click-through rate for business marketers is 13% on that offer. That is bananas. If you have someone you register for a webinar, after they register for the webinar, and you say, thank you for registering for the webinar, what are you doing on that page specifically? If you put content, other content that they can download, right? Like they registered for a webinar about cloud computing, and now it says, thank you so much. And by the way, here's a resource you might like that they could download. That download click-through rate is over 35%, right? Now, on the consumer side, it's also totally bananas. And this is what got me thinking. I was buying stuff online. And then after you buy it, what do? They take you to a page that says, thank you. And that's it. Goodbye and good luck. No, on the consumer side, additional offers on that post-purchase page get over an 18% click-through rate. All right, 18%. So when someone says, what is the most valuable real estate on your website? It's easily the pages of after they do the thing, after they subscribe to your newsletter, after they purchased that product, after they downloaded that content, after they registered for the webinar, because you have a captive audience that is invested in your business at that moment. That's why we see additional newsletter subscriptions be over 50%. That's why we see click-throughs on additional offers be well over 10%. You have to capture that attention in that moment and grab a hold of that super valuable real estate. It's too easy. All right. Before we get into Since You Didn't Ask, which always goes sideways and weird and crazy, I want to tell you about who this podcast is presented by. The coolest company, Marigold. Marigold is a very, very cool company. That is the exclusive sponsor of this podcast. Now, I love them sponsoring because I use this platform to send out my emails. Now, the coolest thing ever, they have hooked us up, the listeners of Do This Not That, only the listeners right here, with a 50% off offer. If your marketing budget is too high, you need to cut costs. And you could save 50% on your email sending on one of the best platforms on the planet. That is a no-brainer. So on their platform, they have like a zillion different platforms part of their organization. They have Cheetah Digital and Campaign Monitor and Sail Through. One of their platforms is Emma. It is awesome. And you can get 50% off on Emma. All you got to do is go to jschwedelson.com/marigold. Simple little form only for the listeners of this podcast. jschwedelson.com/marigold. And you can get the info on that 50% off deal. Check it out. Great platform. Love Marigold. All right. Now, let's get into Since You Didn't Ask, what is going on? I don't know if everybody has this problem, but when I sit on the couch and I'm watching TV with my wife, sometimes my teenage kids are hanging out, I don't know. And then this just happened. Whoever has the remote, you pick out what you're going to watch. And I think what happens to me is I ruin my remote reputation. So this just happened, right? So I had the remote and we were doing the, you know, scrolling through Netflix or Amazon Prime. What should we watch? What should we watch? So I'm like, oh, I keep seeing about this show, this movie, Saltburn. I'm like, well, let's watch Saltburn. And it was on Amazon Prime. Now, if you have no idea what Saltburn is, this movie, it's got to be one of the weirdest movies of all time. I mean, it is like weird. Now, we watched the movie, finished the movie, and like everyone's like, what did we just watch? Who picked that? Right? And everyone's looking at me like, I picked it, and I did pick it. And everyone's like, that's it. He's not picking anymore. He picks really random, weird stuff. So then, like, a couple days later, now my wife's got the remote, and so it's her, now she picks out. And then, so she picked out this show, American Nightmare, which is this true crime show on Netflix about this couple that just got, I mean, it was a disaster of a story, but it was amazing. It was on Netflix called American Nightmare True Crime. And we all loved it. And now my wife has all the street cred in our house because I picked Saltburn and she picked this awesome show on Netflix. So now I have no authority over the remote anymore. And this bothers me because I can't get it back. I can't get it back. So I don't know what to do about that. And I'm pretty sure nobody cares. Yeah, that's true. Anyway, so thanks for checking this out. Make sure to go to guruconference.com because we're opening up registration for the world's largest free virtual email marketing event in just about a week or so. And you can get on the early list, the insider list. That's guruconference.com. I appreciate you being here. Give this thing a 5-star review or give it a 1-star review if you hated it. I don't know. Let's just do stuff. Thank you. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, If you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.